and thoughts, I guess, on the meet?
I think that we definitely have some things to work for in practice, like closing a meet and things like that. So that's what we're going to be doing and focusing on in the next week or so. So other than that, I thought we did overall. We really built off each other on the first three events and thought we did really well.
You mentioned closing the meet. I mean, that was your best vault set of the year to get a good start.
Yeah.
And it seemed like everything was going along, and then, you know, you had a great start on the floor. And then, you know, what happened there?
I mean, like I said, we just have some things that we need to clean up again, and that's what we're going to be doing in next week's practice and throughout the season. So it's just something that we have to work for now, and we're going to build off of that. So.
Yeah, and I think, like, on the other three events, a lot of people did what we've been doing in practice in the meet, and I think floor is just one of the areas where we need to work on doing that a little bit more, just trusting our training and trusting our rituals, and then just going out there and doing what we do every day in the gym.
How are you two going to make sure that that happens as leaders on the team?
I think just being, you know, super encouraging, and just everyone knows that they can do it, so just making sure that when we get to meet night, they know that they can do it, and that we're behind them 100%, and that we know that they can do it, you know, so that they have all the confidence in the world going into that routine.
Right, and I think leading by example, like all four of us leaders are doing a really good job in practice, and I think that once people build their confidence, like she said, we're going to be a great team. We're going to be a team to look out for.
What was the difference in the vaulting? Because tonight it seemed like, you know, you guys really started out super strong.
I think we were just came out ready to go. You know, we just really trusted our training. We've been looking really good on vault in the gym, and I think everyone just trusted themselves and trusted what they've done in practice all preseason and the last 3 weeks, and just did that in front of the judges.
Bailey, can you talk about your routines tonight?
I honestly just build off of my teammates. They were doing a really good job on those last few events, and I think with that, like, encouraging and all that other stuff, like, I just did what I've been doing in practice and did my rituals and just kind of went out there and hit it and was confident.
What about that, the uneven bars? You look like you knew it was going to be a big score.
Throughout the routine, I was just hitting every handstand, and I was like, okay, I can just keep going, and when I hit that landing, I knew, I was like, wow, that was the best routine I've ever done. So I was just really happy, and I, like I said, the teammates before me were doing a really good job, and I think building off of that is what really helped me.
You were in a little bit of a crunch, though, on beam. You know, with the did that affect your, you know, what did you think before you went up and that kind of thing?
I mean, before beam, I always tell myself to just go up there, be confident, be aggressive no matter what. And I think that's what I did tonight. So I didn't worry about what was in front of me. I just worried about myself and hitting that routine for my team.
Tom talked about how this is really going to be a team effort. And I think you guys have four different event winners tonight. I mean, is that kind of the mentality, that there's not one superstar and that this is a team effort?
Yeah, I think everyone has such good potential on our team, and we all work so hard that, you know, everyone has so much to bring to the table that we just really need to lean on each other and on everyone's routines, because everyone has such big potential in every routine on all the events.
Yeah. You just got to keep that confidence up throughout the year.
Brianna, what's the secret to your success this year?
You know, I've just been really trying to enjoy every moment, because it goes by so fast, and I can't believe this is my last year, and I just want to, you know, soak it all in and not get too caught up in everything, and just, you know, be there for my teammates and just try to, you know, just enjoy every single moment, so when I look back, I can just, you know, be happy and smile.
Is it nice to get that first Pac-12 win under your belt this season?
I think it is a little bit of a confidence booster, but like I said before, we got some things to work on in the gym, and I think once we do that, and we're gonna be good this year, and we gotta build up some confidence. So just keep practicing and doing what we do in practice.
Bree, did you switch your mental focus at all from last year to this year?
A little bit. I just tried now to not focus so much on it being any different routine. You know, like, I feel like sometimes you can get caught up in, like, oh my gosh, it's a meet, like, this routine has to be so much better than any other routine I've ever done, and that can just kind of make you start to press. So I think I've just really tried to not make it a bigger deal than it is, and just, it's just another routine, just going again, doing what you love.
Anything else for the girls?
I guess, nice that the vault set you apart, too, a little bit.
Yeah.
Is your knee okay? It looked like you kind of...
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Just a little sad. But it's all good.